Anything else, Kevin?
Just have somebody make a motion to adopt and adopt the list as presented with the corrections that maybe we can vote on it as a county body.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion.
We turned you red.
A motion and a second to adopt the projects that have been discussed for this 1 year list of all the entities in the county.
That there's concurrence.
And that
Kevin,
there's concurrence.
Just to clarify, this is, you're asking for the whole body, meaning all of the counties, yes. All the districts. All
entities within.
Yeah.
Vote on this.
And
our entity
will
be ratified by all what
we've
done today. Very good. But you did it correct. It was supposed to be done before it gets here, and then this is here, so that everybody can hear it together, and then they can concur.
Not, we had discussion, but not formal.
So they still clean it up.
So you need a second from somebody else besides the county?
No.
I don't think we need it, but I'll have a third. How about a third? Is there a third? Okay.
They can be noted in the, when you take the vote, they can all be noted in the vote.
Yep. Well, let's do a roll call vote in this instance from each entity. So, Daggett County?
Aye.
Aye.
In the roll call, Randy ACI.
Well, just for each entity,
you're representing
is what I meant.
As the NBA.
Town of Dutch John.
I'm aye.
Flaming Gorge Fire and EMS.
Aye.
Flaming Gorge Road and Transportation Special Service District.
Aye.
And the town of Manila.
Aye.
Very well. And did you not receive any response from the
number one
special service district
area
number one, area number one? Okay.
So, just as a conclusion for everybody that's here, CIB obviously, as anybody's had projects lately, revenue's been short, asks have been high, and we're in the process of working through a new tool that will help the board discern projects better is the desire. The other thing is, as everybody knows, anticipate loans in your projects. And I don't have any information on whether or not we will have a moratorium or not on projects. By nature right now, or by the design of the staff with the AOGs, the requests have been held pretty tight. And so we got to figure out a way within CIB to keep spreading the money out, but at the same time be responsible to the fund. And so we're in a very challenging time for the last 2 years, really, maybe a little more, as you know, but just to give a topper to it. So the meeting in April 11th is a very important meeting for information from staff and with the AOGs. And thank you to top it off, thank you to the AOG staff and Lori and to all of you for your efforts with each of the projects and getting people to get with their applications, because it's, we couldn't do it without you. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Can you remind everyone to sign your sign-in sheet, please?
Thank you, Peggy. So back to our discussion and consideration of the senior citizen program policies and board members.
Okay, as we get there, after last week, food, I think, is an important part of our day. Do we have a plan to break for lunch before 2? And I'm not trying to hold up this conversation,
sure,
but
I would propose that we...
Or we bring food in or do something.
I'm open to bringing food in if we would like to, or if we can finish this discussion with enough time before our 2 o'clock canvas.
Go get something.
We could go get something.
I just don't want to let it go like last week. For all of our sake.
I have to be on the road by 2.
Yeah, no. We want to have the senior talk now. I wasn't trying to disrupt.
Yeah. Why don't we see how the discussion goes, and if we need to bring in some food, we can adjust and do that.
That's a public hearing.
Yep.
Do you want to do a motion, or just want to end it?
So I will adjourn the public hearing by acclamation at 12:15, and we'll go back into our commission meeting. Thank you for that reminder.